Laura Von Holt.
And I'm Alex Gershny, and you're listening to Astrology Zoned, a Susan Miller fan podcast.
Susan Miller reads the stars. We read Susan Miller. Well, hello, Alex.
Hello, Laura. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you so much.
And you're coming to us from...
Oh, yes. I'm coming to you live and also recorded.
That's true.
Yeah.
Look at that.
I know, right? Hello. Aloha. Aloha from this beautiful tropical land, which is very rainy right now. So don't get too excited. But also, I'm on a ranch and rain is good for grass. And that's what cows eat. So actually... I think my Taurus horoscope is coming to fruition as we speak because the grass is going to grow and that makes money. And my Taurus horoscope was like full on money.
Wow. This is, you've really put a great spin on bad weather.
Yeah. And also my dad is a Pisces and it said that like lots of money would be coming his way and the grass is going to grow. So good for my dad.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So yes.
Very positive. Sorry.
Yeah. This is like you can't be sad about the weather because in the future you'll be happy. It's just in the moment, it's a little chilly.
It's not necessarily what you want when you're going away to a tropical location.
Right. But in other good news, when I get back to New York, the time will have changed. So we'll be back in spring forward or whatever. Yeah.
I can't believe, I mean, I was going to say, I can't believe we made it, which is extremely dramatic, but I'm very happy about the time change.
I feel like every year it gets great. Like I know it's been happening ever since I moved to New York 20 odd years ago, but the past 5 years, probably for very obvious reasons, it has felt more intense.
Yes. What could those reasons be?
I wonder what those reasons could be. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So happy daylight savings. Happy new moon.
Happy new moon.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be a good one.
Very good one. I know. And happy back to like longer horoscopes from Susan Miller.
Yes. She says she's back.
She must be feeling better, and we are just, you know, happy to receive. I think the horoscopes came out, because I was in Hawaii and the time difference happened, I think they came out, like, really late on March 1st, so it's technically March 2nd for you, but it's still kind of March 1st for me.
We can give it to her.
Yeah, so it was within the 1st to 2nd, like, very timely, very timely.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, March, so she's... Yeah. She's been kind of on a roll.
Yeah, she's on a roll. Like, and you know, as long as her health holds up, like, I think we're happy to receive these horoscopes. Thank you, Susan.
Thank you, Susan.
Should we do an embezzlement update?
Let's get right to the embezzlement update. And I can start by asking you, Laura, were you embezzled?
Okay, so I was in great danger of being embezzled. And I can say that I did follow some Susan Miller advice, which led me to be afraid that maybe she had steered me wrong because it pushed me to be very bold. And so as it's turning out, I don't think I've been embezzled, but I could be embezzled further down the line. So what happened was there was a Valentine's Day horoscope from Susan Miller that said, it was the day after Valentine's Day, February 15th. And it said, a publishing, advertising, or broadcasting venture could be quite lucrative. And then the second part was, or you might be attracted to someone from a foreign land. And I just was like, I don't know what to do with that. So I just listened to the first sentence.
Okay. It's like she just like tacked that on just in case.
Yeah. So anyway, I was like, fine, if Susan Miller says this will be lucrative. So I sent, I had an idea and I sent a very bold email. And then the next day I had a like buyer's remorse, regret hangover where I was like, I've been too bold and she has embezzled me. And I will get an email being like, you foolish mortal, how dare you fly so close to the sun, go back to your hole. This is a stupid idea. But it was actually met well received. And then I had a productive meeting about it. So far I have not been embezzled, but what could also happen is that because I wasn't embezzled immediately, I might become more invested in this idea and spend weeks or months crafting a proposal that would then get rejected. And then I would have been embezzled.
Right.
Yeah.
Just to backtrack for our listeners who might not have any idea what we're talking about. For us, embezzlement stands for if something Susan has predicted in a previous month has come true.
Mm-hmm.
So we're looking out for predictions Susan may have made, embezzlement or otherwise.
Yeah.
It's like, and to see,
it's like a bamboozled, if they've come true, update.
Yeah, it's a bit of a bamboozled update. Yeah. You can interpret it as you like.
Because there was one time where she predicted one of us would be embezzled. And so then I had to follow up and be like, did you get embezzled? And thankfully, no.
But no, thankfully I had been. Yeah. And that was a terrifying forecast. Yeah.
So it's really like, not did we get embezzled financially, but did we get bamboozled by Susan Miller's advice? And like,
right.
It's really a scientific experiment to see how accurate she is.
It is. Like, we're keeping tabs on Susan.
Yeah,
now.
And it's, like, so objective. It's not subjective at all.
No, none of this is.
No.
This honestly.
Is facts and science and rigor is what we are applying here.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's, did you have anything that you might've been embezzled on? Any embezzlement?
No, I gave a look over to my February forecast, but really she didn't make any predictions that came true, but that's okay. Yeah. And I'm not saying February was the greatest month, but, I didn't have a good forecast last month.
Okay.
So I'm okay with not being embezzled.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, great. Okay. Well, I'm just glad that you're happy with the results. Yeah.
I am. Thank you.
Yeah, Susan. It was a neutral experience.
Neutral. Fine.
Yeah. Okay, great. Well, yeah. Anyway, so when I sent that email, I texted one of my friends and was like, okay, if something goes well, remember this day, because then I'll tell you the story of how it came to be. But if nothing goes well, then forget we ever talked about this. And that's how I feel about my like embezzlement update. Like maybe months or years from now, I can come on the podcast and like tell you some amazing news, or we just will never revisit this.
Except, right. We're going to pretend it didn't happen.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So
I'm willing to go along with that.
Yeah. So you like, you heard it here first, but yeah, we might never speak of it again.
I think we're all in on it. We all support you.
Thank you.
Don't worry.
Or should we get into the note from Susan Miller?
Sure. So Susan starts off and says, March will be a much better month than February. So we've got the new moon on the 10th, yeah. March 10th. We've got the full moon on the 25th. And then looking ahead, we've got Merc Retro starting in April 1st.
Oof, okay. She did warn that about that a few times. So I'm glad we all know.
And so that those are some important dates. Also, there's the full moon lunar eclipse is on the 25th. And she says that's great. And this starts one of many comments where she shades Taurus and Scorpio. And those eclipses that we were responsible, you and me, Laura, personally were responsible for last year that ruined everyone's lives.
Yep.
She says the eclipses that we're going to get this year are just incredible and wonderful and not like cruel Taurus and Scorpio's eclipses.
Oh, yeah, I am taking personal offense because neither Alex nor I wanted to cause anyone misery or pain. And yet it seems like Scorpio and Taurus were just difficult for everyone. And I would like to say, as a Taurus, I think that's actually on everyone else and not on me.
Well said, Taurus. You just go take a nap.
Yeah, guys, I've just been here trying to nap until Susan Miller told me to send a bold email. And now I'm like, oh, I think I'm actually more cut out for the naps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. So she says there are a lot of really great dates happening in March, but don't worry, you don't have to keep track of all of them because you can follow her on social media and she'll point out the important dates for you.
Oh, thank goodness.
You know, so she's like, follow me on Twitter, which she will not call X. She calls it Twitter and then she puts X in parentheses.
I support her on that one.
Actually, same, 100%. Same.
Correct. I think she understands that astrologically X is a passing phase for this that platform.
That's probably right. She's probably done some charts of certain people.
Yep.
Okay, so then we get an update on the year ahead 2024.
Which, wow.
An update on the year ahead 2024 in March 2024 is not so bad considering.
No, it's actually very good for her because last year I think we got some 2023 stuff published like in July of 2023. Right. So
it's going to be available on Kindle. And also on her favorite website, bookbaby.com. And she really loves BookBaby. And she says that if you don't have an e-reader, I guess, they'll just send you a PDF. of the book.
Great.
I don't know. She thinks that's a draw. But then she just drops this bomb, which was that she wasn't even going to write the year ahead 2020. I know. But she said she got so many kind letters from readers asking for it that she went ahead and did it. And she thinks it's going to be a better year than 2023.
Oh, good. Well, as you and I discussed, sorry that I guess we all bullied her into making a product that she sells, but...
Yeah, I felt like she was kind of in a kind way saying that we bullied her into it, but you know, I don't really know what to tell you, Susan. There's obviously demand. She says she's very happy to be feeling better. She's happy to have her vision back and she can write the long horoscopes again. And on top of that, she can do personal appearances.
Wonderful.
So if you have always wanted to go hear Susan Miller speak or go to one of her weird lunches, keep an eye on the aforementioned social media platforms because she will let you know she's out there doing public appearances.
Great. And I'm then very happy for her. Like, remember when we met her on the sidewalk in Soho? Like, she's,
never forget.
She's born to be seen.
She's born to be seen.
Yeah.
You're not experiencing the calendar fully unless Susan Miller stands on a street and turns the pages for you.
Yeah. And if anybody wants to know what we're talking about, go back and listen to the episode where we met Susan Miller because it was more than we ever could have dreamed.
Well, well put, well put. If you can't go to one of these appearances, she urges you to get on Discord. Yet again, she always has a Discord plug.
You know how I feel about Discord.
Yeah, I think you can just read into the fact that neither Laura nor I has joined Discord. But she says it's great and you can make friends.
That's great. I'm very glad for them. Yeah.
Yeah. So so that's kind of the note. It was is similar tone to other notes this year.
Great. Well, I mean, look, that's all good news. I mean, the only thing we have some personal offenses against Taurus and Scorpio, which, you know, as Taurus and Scorpio, we will hold those grudges forever. So until she stops mentioning
that's right.
Them, we're going to be mad.
Like, yeah, Susan, you're going to be sorry.
Yeah.
I'm not going to let it go.
No. But anyway, I'm so glad there are these other eclipses and like, what are they? Aries, Libra, something?
I don't know, just the angelic signs
of
the zodiac.
Some really beneficent signs that are not going to be a problem for anybody because they're not Taurus and Scorpio.
Exactly. Yeah, I don't even care who these sweet angels are, but they're not us.
Except that all of our horoscopes seem to be better because these are, like, beneficial. But you know what? I'm just going to say that again. I'm going to defend us because now we're mad. You can't enjoy the good stuff without going through the hard stuff.
Okay, world.
Yeah.
You heard that. Yeah. We're actually doing you a favor.
And she also, I feel like, in the times of the eclipses, said there was, like, necessary things that people were going through. So.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Yeah. You're welcome. You're welcome. Sorry we had to be grumpy little taskmasters.
Yeah. Tough love.
Tough love.
I'm never going to let this go, by the way.
Nope. Okay, well, thank you for that update.
You're welcome.
Excited for that note. Should we get into the horoscopes?
Yes, let's talk about our birthday sign, Pisces.
Happy birthday, Pisces.
Happy birthday.
My dad is a Pisces, so happy birthday. And I'm making him dinner on Tuesday night, and it's his favorite dinner from when he was a kid.
Oh, that's very nice. Mm-hmm. Susan actually did say that people would do nice things for you, Pisces. Well, so
I even made sure I didn't fly out on his birthday. So, you know, yeah.
Extra considerate. But, well,
yeah.
Despite her saying that she's writing longer forecasts now, the Pisces one was not very long, but it was very good.
It was very good. She feels really good about Pisces. I mean, she was like, all the planets send greeting to you. They want to make sure you have a happy birthday year ahead.
Mm-hmm.
She really thought you would have a nice birthday, even though she didn't elaborate as long, but it was all very positive.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
So I guess a one very good thing is that Saturn is in Pisces. Saturn entered Pisces in March 2023. And she said that last year, Saturn was focusing on the February-born Pisces, whereas this year, it's all about the March-born Pisces.
Oh, wow.
Who are going to feel these effects of Saturn, yeah. which I guess is a very good thing. So you can get a lot of things done, I think.
I thought that was interesting because she was very complimentary about how, like, Saturn was going to be important and it sets, like, the tone for the next 3 decades. And, you know, because I think some people know about their Saturn return, which usually happens when you're, like, 28, 30, something like that. And it's always, mm-hmm. like a little bit of a crisis because Saturn is, like, the taskmaster. But this one, she mm-hmm. says, is, like, she's assuming she's speaking to people who've already had a Saturn return. So they are, you know, in their another half of their life. But she says it was, like, a high-priced consultant that's coming back to make sure you're just, like, taking care of the big stuff. Which I was like, ooh, wow.
I know. I liked that. Yeah. That metaphor. That was a good one. Mm-hmm. And she says, take a system with you.
Yeah.
Until potentially he comes back in 30 years.
Yeah, exactly.
And to give you a refresher course, as she called it.
My dad does not really read his horoscope, so I can't wait to tell him that, like, you got to take care of it now, because if you don't, in 30 years, it'll come back to bite you. And he'll be like, where will I be in 30 years?
He'll be like, Laura, I hate to break it to you.
He's 76, but I'm still going to tell him.
I think you should.
A free high-priced consultant.
Yeah, tell him that Saturn's gift to him is to urge him to think ahead and plan for the future.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
Great.
You should also make sure he knows all about the new moon.
Yes, the new moon. Well, the new moon of March 10th, which is the day we're recording. So happy new moon.
Happy new moon.
Yeah, it says a pivotal moment where an opportunity will likely come up that you can either choose to take or leave. All right. If you take it, the endeavor will require hard work, dedication, and concentration. At nearly the exclusion of everything else. And, you know, my dad, we just threw him a retirement party, so I don't know how he's going to take this. But for some other Pisces, you know, this might really resonate. And she also said the stakes will be high, for there'll be more effort and possibly a major sum of money on the line. Hmm.
And that is not the last time she mentions money in this forecast, Pisces. No, you've got money coming.
But she didn't say buckets of money, but I did feel like she was implying at least like sand pails full of money.
Exactly.
Yeah.
She also is like, you know, be practical with your money. Like, mm-hmm. don't, you know, spend it on something and then abandon that because that won't be a good investment.
And that's also because of Saturn. She's like, Saturn wants to be practical and objective. So she was saying, like, if you're buying a house, there's lots of like due diligence and things could be bumpy. So like, mm-hmm. Saturn's going to make you think through all of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She also says, in addition to Saturn, you're getting some Neptune.
Yes.
Get ready for Neptune. And that is the Pisces ruling planet. So Neptune is like all about Pisces, wants to make sure you're on the right track, feeling good. And this side seems to be more about your imagination and creative endeavors. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. If you're taking on a new project, she says, like, make sure you understand all of it, ask a lot of questions, find out what the job is. I mean, all practical advice, frankly.
Very practical advice, yeah.
Very practical advice.
She also did mention Venus and Mars, and there was a lot about Venus and Pisces, and then Mars is going to move in to something after, and she just basically wanted to let you know that, like, you're going to be popular.
Yeah, you're going to be really popular. Yeah. Mars is going to make you very attractive. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Did she say that? Or did she say that to me? She always says that.
Yeah, she says Venus teaches the value of letting others come to you through magnetism, which I like really enjoyed. Like, it basically was like Venus just lies back and is like, sorry, but you're going to be drawn to me.
I don't need to put any effort into this, right. Mars.
And I was a Taurus who's also ruled by Venus. So I was like, I know.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, this had very Taurus vibes to it. Mm-hmm. She told us that sometimes Venus is known as, quote, the lazy planet, mm-hmm. because she sits back and lets her beauty, charm, and charisma draw her lover to her. Mm-hmm. So she says, Pisces, you will also have this hypnotic effect.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's great. And then she says, you know, so this is all like great news on the love front.
Yeah.
And she says, if you're single, you know, that's great. But then she also says, if you're attached, you will get much more attention from your spouse this month, which is always fun.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's nice.
That's nice. Makes me think about, I mean, I know Susan seemed very devoted to her husband.
Yeah.
Remember when he died?
Yeah.
There were a lot of tribute posts and everything.
Even though he was her ex, she was still very like.
Oh, that's right.
He was the father of her children. She was very complimentary.
Right, right. Okay, so the eclipses are coming.
Yeah, eclipse season, but it's not scary eclipse season. It's like magical Care Bear eclipse season.
Exactly. And so they're going to be, she says, and I quote, supremely positive and fully supportive.
Yeah. And just so people know, it's like 2 weeks apart. So it's March 25th in Libra and April 8th in Aries.
Okay.
And that's because like, you know, Taurus and Scorpio are opposing houses. So like Aries and Libra, it's just, so it's like, and it's like a full moon, new moon thing, I think.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. So it's on the full moon and then I believe the new moon again. So, but the good news for eclipses for Pisces is that both will activate a financial house of your chart and they will be very positive and supportive. So like money, 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 money.
Money, money, money. She lists about 20 different ways that you could get money, Pisces.
Mm-hmm.
So just be on the lookout because they could come in a lot of different ways.
Can I do my like pharmaceutical fine print announcement? Okay, so the ways you could get money, it's from your eighth house of other people's money. So this house rules taxes, tax refunds, bank loans, credit cards, mortgages, venture capital, inheritances, prize winnings, commissions, royalties, bonus, valuable gifts, scholarships, financial aids, insurance payouts, court settlements, and division of property, the end of a marriage or business.
Perfect.
All the ways you could get money.
Okay, those are great. You might, Pisces, want to rewind that and like slow it down.
Mm-hmm. Or just read the horoscope on her website.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's going to be really great. Lots of money. That's kind of it.
That's kind of it. She's like, you're going to get money from someone else on this March eclipse. And then in April, it's going to be earned income. And she will cover that later. But you're going to get different kinds of money in April.
Right.
Yeah.
And the only thing that she said in the summary that she did not say in the forecast, which, as we know, it's a real Susan special for her to throw in something new, is that Pisces, you might want to buy new clothes and women should choose new makeup. Wow. Women.
Women.
Only.
And Alex and I always like to be like, you know, the gender does not have to be so binary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just feel like, okay, so we have a theory that Susan's assistant listens to the podcast.
Yes.
But I kind of feel like if she listens to the podcast, she's probably sick of me pointing out this every time Susan says it.
Yeah.
But maybe Susan, maybe she feels like Susan's not going to respond to this.
Yeah.
Or maybe Susan doesn't want to change it. Or maybe she's just trolling us at this point.
There might be only so many battles the assistant can win.
Right.
And Susan seems pretty firm in the like battle of the sexes kind of thing here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gender roles.
I feel like she like is welcoming of all of her readers across all spectrums. When it comes to astrology, she's still pretty fixed in like the gender binary and some traditional gender roles.
That's true.
Yeah.
Oh, Susan, we love you.
Yeah, we love you, Susan. But yeah, anyway, anyone who's a Pisces can get some makeup.
Yeah, go get a makeup or a new fresh scent.
Yeah.
Enjoy. Oh, yeah. It's scents as well. It's just, I think this is part of the, you know, Venus.
Yeah, this element. Feels very Venus-y.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it feels very Venus-y.
Yeah.
So I hope that you have a wonderful birthday, Pisces.
Yeah, happy birthday, Pisces. I hope you get lots of gift cards with lots of cash money in them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. It's a possibility.
And if you're looking for a gift idea for a Pisces, there you go.
Great.
Okay.
Okay. Well, could you please tell us all about Taurus?
Yeah. Okay. So Taurus, basically Susan Miller and the cosmos are obsessed with us this month. She didn't quite say it was our emerald year. So the summary, she mentioned the world emerald year. And this is where I'm like, oh, this is how we are like finally seeing some emerald year, because she's been saying it's our emerald year, but then there was eclipses and then she got sick and didn't really talk about it. But like this month, March, is like the emerald year part.
Okay.
Like we had a really long horoscope because she just tell us all the ways in which things are going to be amazing. So I'm going to just get into it because there's just a lot to cover here. Okay. So basically she said, this is a glorious time for Taurus. There was a lot of stuff about career. And basically she was like our hype woman. She said, you seem to be doing everything right professionally, for you are hosting Venus in the highest sector of your chart, your 10th house of honors, awards, and achievement. We all know she loves to talk about Taurus and that house. It's been going on for like years. Okay. So she says, you're going to be very popular with VIPs, peers, and subordinates. And something about how they were hoping our sparkle would drift onto them. And I was like, wow, good thing I had such a productive phone call, because VIPs are trying to get my sparkle.
I was going to say, good thing you have so much sparkle.
Good thing I have so much sparkle.
Because you have sparkle to spare.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like, I have a glitter collection. I have a dynamic Taurus personality. Like, Venus is hanging out a lot. So, like, yeah, it's just, like, falling off of us. Like, we can't help
right,
but spread it.
Right.
Yeah, in a joyful
Yeah, it's okay manner. If you yeah. have to share it with your subordinates yeah. because you have a lot of it.
Yeah. So, yeah, she just said you're in a period where others in your industry who learn about you will admire your performance and your finely honed work ethic. And that also made me feel really good, because I feel like as a Taurus, sometimes we don't get credit for what work ethic we do have, because it's like, oh, you're just a nappy kind of thing. But it's like, no, like, we love our downtime, but, you know, we are also, like, stubborn. So if we want something to go, we will push it. You know, we just have, like, not a puritanical work ethic of, like, work, you know, waking up at 5 a.m. It's a Taurian work ethic. Like, you're going to go on your own time, but you're going to go as long as you need to.
Yeah, also yeah. legitimate.
Yeah, exactly. And then you're going to make other people do the other parts you don't want to do, because that just makes sense, I think. So
yeah, no, yeah. I think that's great. Yeah. I think that's very sensible.
Yeah. So anyway, good work ethic, Tauruses. One thing that was really helping us out is she talked a lot about how Jupiter is the giver of gifts, and he's going to give us lucky breaks, and it took him 12 years to get back to us. So, like, it's very wise of us to make the most of this trend. And because Uranus is here and the planet of all things sudden and expected. And so basically Uranus and Jupiter are like making a historic conjunction on April 20th. And that means one or more happy surprises will likely come to you out of left field. So look ahead to April when we are getting something from Jupiter and Uranus.
Now, this is a case where you would like to get embezzled. I hope yes. you can say that you yes. got some great surprises.
Exactly. Like, it'll be like good embezzlement surprises. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then she wanted to make sure we knew that Venus was going to be in Pisces, and from March 11th to April 4th. So the next few weeks is a superb chance to meet your one true love. But she did not really elaborate on anything further, but just that it's an opportunity. So, like, I don't, you know, no directions to, like, go to the post office or whatever.
Right. Did she tell you to mingle?
No, it was just basically like, this is a good time. Because she had to get back to how good we are with our career.
Okay, fine.
Yeah. Because I was like, she's like, yeah, great for romance anyway. You know, it's kind of like when it rains, it pours situation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. As I'm living in my lived experience right now. Okay. So new moon, March 10th. She says friends and social activity will be the focus. This part was like not as happy, but it didn't sound like turmoil. But she says there's a friend who's maybe going through a rough patch. So maybe you would be helping them get through this, like cooking them meals, or maybe you would be helping a child. And if you were helping someone, be prepared that it would be for like several weeks. But also, it might be that like there's something going on in our 11th house, where the new moon is in our 11th house, and that also rules charities and communities. So you might instead be like leading something to help make the world a better place. Or if that doesn't resonate, you might be thinking that your home feels too small. You might want to move. And there are also recent lunations, that's the moon, mm-hmm, that touched on your home living experience as well as your relationship to family. So if you're not helping a friend or like doing a charity thing, there might be something going on with your home and your family.
Okay. So you got options.
Yeah, I got options. Okay. Then she wants to talk about the full moon of March 25th. And she says this was going to light our sixth house of work assignments, health, and also pets. And she says a full moon lunar eclipse, as she wants to remind us, will usually bring closure or finish to a situation. But then she got excited because she says the Pluto will be in a perfectly trine to the full moon eclipse. And so we will get like She said, I quote, awesome regenerative powers, the kind that would surprise your doctor. But it wasn't really related to health. But she also kept saying that, like, if we had a doctor's appointment, some stuff might come to light, but we would need to get many more tests to make sure. Yeah. But, so, yeah.
Okay.
I'm very confused on the regenerative powers part. But it seemed to do with, like, vitality because it was in, like, the leap – and because it was, like, the it's Libra and the full moon, and it's like covers preventative measures. So if you don't feel something's right, go to a doctor to nip it in the bud.
But also you're potentially having some kind of superhero origin story.
Right. Like, am I, do we get sick and then automatically cure ourselves? It is unclear to me, but there's something going on with health, but it's not going to be bad, but we might need multiple tests is what I took away from it. It's like, if you get bad health news, get more tests.
Wonderful advice.
That's what I was taking away. I was a little confused.
Okay.
Then she said, also make sure to take care of your pets because there could be something wrong with your pets. And I was like, please, not the pets. Okay.
No, leave the pets out of this.
Then she went on a whole tangent about how because there's a sixth house and it covers our work day project, she has a friend who kept getting new jobs or quitting jobs on full moons in the sixth house, but the sixth house are lateral moves. So then she started getting, so instead they like made her switch jobs when it was like a moon in her 10th house. And that was better for her. I don't know if this applies, but then she went back to say basically that a promotion could come at the new moon in Aquarius. A promotion could have come at the end of January in the new moon in Aquarius, but you might also have some luck at the full moon of Aquarius in July or in the first 3 weeks of August was her takeaway. So yes, this full moon was confusing to me because maybe something would happen in your job. Maybe something might happen in your health and something might happen to your pets. But also a subordinate of your staff would be eclipsed out. Like, so you might, it would be a positive thing, but like someone of your staff would leave.
Presumably not a subordinate who was getting your glitter.
Right. Yeah, exactly. But okay. She does say like sometimes eclipses just, you know, you remove people from your sphere or your life. So maybe
yes, she does terrifyingly say that quite often.
Yeah. But then she also said that Neptune will be near the sun. So you might be finishing up a project that was a creative assignment. And at the full moon, you get news of a more fascinating work coming down the pike. News that you would welcome. And she says, since you're going to be wrapping up a project so close to the full moon, there's something special about it. And there's something, because Pluto is in Aquarius, and again, your 10th house of honors, awards, and achievements, whatever you're wrapping up might like go well later. And that it might be, this project might be a jewel in your crown, and powerful people will notice your talent and good work and put you in line for a bigger role when promotions are given out.
Ooh.
Yeah, exactly. Which is interesting because you said the other project that's coming down the line is more exciting to you, but whatever work you did on this while you're wrapping up would still be well received or somehow beneficial. Then she wanted to just double check to let us know that Mercury retrograde is coming April 1st to the 25th, and it would be a slower month, but it would still be very, very happy. But basically, March is like the time to make moves and get these jewels in your crown and share your sparkle. Because it's our Emerald Year and everyone is obsessed with us.
Such a great takeaway.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Taurus.
Yeah.
Get excited.
Get excited. Yeah. So like I think our Emerald Year wraps up at the end of May. So this is the time. This is the time.
All right. You heard it.
Yeah.
You heard it, Taurus. Mm-hmm. Take advantage of the Emerald Year.
Mm-hmm. So Alex, how are my Scorps?
Ooh, Scorps. All right. Well, let me just get right into it. Susan declares for Scorps, March is made for romance.
Can't wait to see what she has to say. And I can't wait to hear your reactions, Alex.
Yes, she never calls out the fleets of Cupids by name, mm-hmm. but the fleets of Cupids are all over this horoscope.
Okay.
And Susan's got a lot to say, and she's got a lot of opinions, as always. So, Scorps, listen up. I can't wait to tell you. So, she says it's going to be a very happy month because the part of our chart that is being most lit up involves love, romance, leisure, entertainment, sports, and fun, as well as pregnancy, birth, and the tender care of children.
Wow.
Yes. She says also pay attention to your creativity and imagination. That's also part of this area in the chart. And she makes a real generalization here about Scorpios, but she says, you know, over the years, you've been very focused on career, but at some point you realized, you know, that's not everything.
Yeah.
And so you thought about, you know, going to find some fleets of Cupids.
Yep. Great. Okay.
And she says, you realized that like this was the way forward and not to just focus on your career.
Yeah.
And she says, because of this new moon, March 10th, happening right this moment, this is a great time to think about like expanding that like emotional life of yours.
Oh, wow. Okay.
As well.
Okay.
Yeah. So she says, all of your relationships are going to dazzle. So that's not, you know, that includes business relationships too.
Wow. Okay. Okay.
So that's very exciting. But she really does focus on, as Susan says it, romantic love. And she says, if you like meet someone in March, she thinks you could potentially make a quote joyous commitment in May.
Wow. That's quick.
Yeah, I think so too. And she says the same thing about like a business partner.
Okay. Okay.
If that's the route that you're going down.
Okay.
She says Saturn is in the fifth house for the first time in 3 decades, which is what we already talked about, the Saturn return.
Right.
And she says, you know, if you're single, you're going to meet the person of your dreams and you're going to have some kind of like reach some new maturity, which will be very attractive.
Oh, okay.
I know. I'm not entirely sure what that means. Okay. So then she says, if you're dating seriously, your sweetheart is leading the relationship now, and all indications are that your partner is ready to commit to you. Your partner may not be sure if you're ready to wed. So if you like, this month you can drop a subtle hint. I say this only if you've been dating a reasonable amount of time. Dropping hints about wanting to wed too early in the relationship will only drive a partner away.
Oh, Susan, I know.
She goes and ruins it with
two like men are from Mars, men are from Venus. Like
exactly.
Also, if you've been together with somebody for a long time and you want to get married, I feel like the mature Saturn thing to do is to be like have a conversation about like where is this going? I would like to get married.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I hate to say don't listen to Susan, but maybe don't listen to Susan on this one.
Yeah.
Okay, so then the romance talk continues, but this time we've got Neptune in the mix.
Okay.
So she says, yeah. So like Pisces, I guess, in addition to Saturn, Neptune is in the fifth house. So I guess Neptune is the planet of unconditional love, and she characterizes Neptune as being extremely idealistic. So her concern with Neptune is that you're newly in love, kind of like you're projecting whatever you want onto your new partner because you don't know enough about them, and that Neptune's fog could be like fogging your brain.
Okay.
So she says, you know, don't rush into anything, and I just will quote her here. Enjoy the relationship, but don't elope to the Elvis Chapel in Las Vegas. Okay.
Wow, that's not where I thought that was going. Okay.
No, she's like, I get you're in love. The planets are doing stuff to make you be in love, but you have to be smart. You can't just rush off and elope to the Elvis Chapel.
You know, that's some practical advice.
That's real practical advice there. So she's like, don't rush it, you know?
Yeah.
Figure out what's going on.
Yeah.
She says, if what you're dealing with is not the romantic love and the business relationship, you might consider doing a background check, but maybe do a background check in the romantic love too.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, is that terrible?
That feels very Scorpio to be like, you should do a background check. But also, I've also done background checks on people. So
that's the thing. Like, they're available.
They're available. Like, yeah.
If you don't run a full background check, like, you could Google.
Yeah, just Google.
Just Google.
It's normal.
Right. Okay, so she says all these things are going to happen in March, and then she gives us this warning about Merc Retro,
okay,
April 1st. So we don't always get this now, but she does the kind of classic reminder about, like, you don't want to buy new stuff. You don't want to make big purchases. You don't want to get electronics. She says, don't wait to buy an expensive item in April. And then she gives three examples of expensive items.
Okay.
Furniture.
Mm-hmm.
A mattress.
Mm.
Or precious gems.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay, wow.
I don't know. I don't know why those three made the cut, but...
Yeah, because in Taurus, it was like this usual, like, technology and contracts warning.
Yeah, so if you're in the market, Scorpio, for furniture, a mattress, or precious gems, you should really buy them now.
Great.
That's great.
Okay.
Okay, so now she skips ahead to May.
Oh, wow. You guys got, like, a full Q3 preview.
Yeah.
Q2 wow. preview. Yeah.
Q2 preview happening here. She says May is going to be the best month of the year.
Okay.
Apparently, the luckiest days of the year this year are May 17th to 18th.
Just those two. Okay.
Yeah, luckiest days of the year. Okay. So she says, it's going to be like the universe spilled a sack of diamonds from its palm and scattered them all over the night sky. She says, there are going to be so many great days, so we should buy her calendar so that we can keep track of them.
You know what? I want to say, Susan Miller, businesswoman, chef's kiss to that product placement.
She never misses an opportunity.
Wow.
That's
professional.
She gets you all hopped up on the luckiest days of the year, and then she sells you a calendar.
Wow. What this reminds me of is that I just saw a meme where, I guess, when Star Wars came out, shoot, I forget which country, if it was in Central or South America, but they didn't want to break up the movie with commercials, so they edited the movie to put the commercials in. So, like, Obi-Wan Kenobi goes to open something, and there's a beer commercial. Like, no, like, scream.
Wow, I really applaud the people,
like,
that came up with
they,
that.
Like, went to go pick something up, and it was, like, the beer, like, something. And this feels like Susan Miller is putting her commercial into the feature-length
film.
So you don't – you can keep going, but you don't miss the product placement.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And you can get very excited about all the good things that are happening to you, and then boom.
Yep.
Businesswoman.
Wow. Okay. So, yeah, please continue.
Okay, so then she tackles home. I feel like she's been talking about home a lot for the Scorpios.
Okay.
She says you might be, you know, doing some things, moving, renovating, making repairs, doing maintenance, refreshing the decor, asking the painters to come in. Mm-hmm. You're really thinking about your home and lots of things like that.
Yeah.
One bad day, which we have passed now, was yesterday, March 9th.
Oh, God, I hope everybody's okay.
I hope everyone's okay. She says, it's in terms of home, it's not a day to make any plans for home and family or to entertain. It will just be too volatile.
Okay.
Okay. So March 9th was bad. She thinks March 22nd is the day that things are going to turn around.
Okay.
She says Mars is, like, doing a lot of things to help you, especially in the Fleet of Cupid's department. She says it's the first time in 2 years you've had this level of assistance from Mars in your chart. And that could be romance, but it also could be a creative project.
Wow.
And she says perhaps you were working on something during the pandemic that, like, you couldn't really fully do or you couldn't finish. And you might work on that again now.
Okay, lovely.
Yeah. Okay. So, Scorps, listen up. These are the dates she says to keep in mind.
Okay.
March 22nd to April 30th, Mars moves through Pisces and your fifth sector. March 11th to April 4th, Venus will move through Pisces. I think that's love and good things.
Mm-hmm.
She also says a romantic flame from your past may reappear to see if the two of you can make a go of the relationship again. I would like that to not happen personally for me, but Scorps out there, if that's what you're looking for, I hope it happens. All right. Then I almost don't even want to talk about this. She's very rude again about the Taurus Scorpio eclipses.
Okay.
She says that the eclipses that are coming this year are not going to uproot your life anytime soon. The implication being that we were uprooting everyone's lives.
Like, we didn't mean to. Like, I don't know, Alex, you are taking this so personally.
I'm taking it really personally.
I'm taking it more personally now that it's in the rearview mirror. I remember the time I was like, I don't understand why we're a problem.
Me too. I was just like, we're not in control of this. Like, yeah. Whatever.
And now I'm like, stop talking about how we ruined your life. It like wasn't what we meant to do. Oh my God.
Exactly. We're sorry. And I don't know why these eclipses that are coming in 2024 are such wonderful eclipses.
We also lived through it. So it was like our eclipses as well.
That's true. We had the trauma of
the
eclipses.
They were in our signs.
And the blame.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. The last thing I'll say is that there's a very specific kind of odd thing she says about Scorpios in March, which is about secrets. And it might be that someone is withholding a secret from you and you're going to find out, or it's that you could be keeping a secret.
Really?
Yes. And I will say, Scorpios in general, I think keep a lot of secrets. I think because we're a secretive people, but also I think people tell us a lot of secrets because we keep the secrets.
Yeah.
So I don't doubt that there are people who are keeping secrets from me, but I wonder if this for me is going to be about keeping a secret.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So that was kind of the last big thing to keep in mind. I will leave you with what she said at the end of the summary, which is she talks more about getting your home in order, like the stuff with the home you may be renovating or redoing some things. So she says, feather your nest, dear Scorpio, and then invite love in.
Wow.
But don't go to the Elvis Chapel in Las Vegas quite yet.
But you can still feather your nest and invite love in.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I guess you need some new throw pillows or something.
Oh, great. I'll go to TJ Maxx.
Yeah. You don't know, like, you don't know what you're going to bring home with the throw pillows.
I don't. Wow, this works on so many levels.
Totally.
So, Scorps, I hope you have a nice month because last month was really not very good. And this is much more positive.
Yeah, definitely. Wow. Thank you. Gosh, that was just so much that happened for both Taurus and Scorpio and Pisces. Like, buckets of money. Taurus is having like career success up the wazoo. We're about to be like launched into the stratosphere of amazingness and like so
recognized. I can't wait to hear more.
I know. And then Scorpio, you basically like everyone's going to fall in love with you. You might have to keep secrets. Like, maybe you have so many secrets about how many people are in love with you.
It might be that. I'll tell you next month.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. Yeah, it definitely has Fleets of Cupid vibes. Like,
oh, yeah. Yeah. They were not named, but they were there with us.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Okay, well, this, you know, it feels good. Like, Susan, like, let's just enjoy the good times while they're rolling. Susan Miller is feeling good. Her health is good. Her horoscopes are longer. There is a Merc retro, but you know, we'll get through it. All sounds like May might be very nice.
I think it's May. Yeah. I think May is it for us.
Yeah.
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 So.
Okay. Wonderful. Well, I guess we will see everyone back in April, hopefully, depending on Merc retro.
That's true. That's true. Go get your precious gems now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then be careful about the contracts.
Mm-hmm. Never forget about the contract. She doesn't even tell us anymore because she knows we're all afraid.
She told Taurus because like we might have contracts because of like business stuff.
Oh, right.
So, yeah.
Okay. That's true. All of your amazing business deals.
But you, Scorpios are decorating your home. So she was like furniture and gems.
Right. Right.
Which makes us, it makes it sound like Scorpio's homes are actually dragon hordes.
Like, yeah, seriously. Like, you need a place for all your gems?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, well, everybody, thank you so much for listening. If you have any embezzlement updates or anything, you could always email us at astrologyzoned@gmail.com. And otherwise, we will see you back in April.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Bye.